It's the Pirates Week for Sunday, January 18th, 2009.
Oh, the FCC will not catch me, for I am quite elusive. Don't care what they say, I'm still a DJ, and I've got my left.
Ragnar Banisjold, and you have once again found the Pirates Week, a show dedicated to pirate radio, concentrating on the shortwave spectrum, but we cover all aspects of free media. Oh, got a really decent show for you this week. No pirates in the news stories this week, but a lot of news from around the blogosphere this week. We're going to go through some relevant forum posts on the internet, including the Free Radio Network, and note the station's log this last week per the Free Radio Weekly. We got a few off-air recordings for you, some other odds and ends, and a couple closing thoughts for me. So stay tuned. We got a pretty full Pirates Week.
Almost live from the Fuking Ionosphere, it's the Pirates Week with Ragnar Danisjold.
Well, how's everybody doing this week? Had a pretty good week this week. Listening was a little slow throughout the week, but man, it's Saturday. Pick up. There was stuff on air pretty much all day long, and I had a real good time. A little bit kind of tapered off towards the evening, but in the evening I started listening to KBFR, the Boulder Free Radio. Ben Jordan, the musician, was on live, and they were having a lot of fun over there at KBFR. Got the heads up from their Twitter feed. You know, I really didn't think Twitter was for me, but I'm starting to really enjoy it. You know, it's immediate, it's short, and keeps you in touch with what others are doing. And I really appreciate everybody who is following me. I'm Twittering at Twitter/PiratesWeek. The feed is also on the website. I'm mostly alerting when I hear stuff on air. You know, when a pirate comes on air, I'll throw a quick tweet out. But I'm throwing some personal stuff in there, too. But I'm trying to keep it relevant to the radio hobby. I've been spending quite a bit on a bit of a spending spree this last week. I'm still using the online flea market named eBay. Picked up a new set of elastics for the microphone holder here. It's no longer sagging down to the frame. So this week I'm hoping it sounds just a little bit better. It's back to being how it should be, the mic here. And after literally years of procrastination, I finally brought a computer-controlled receiver. Now, I started talking about this. Actually, I think I kind of made the decision back 3 years ago, having a conversation at the Shortwave Listening Fest with Bill Finn. Actually, after 3 years, I finally bought it. It's an ICOM PC-1000. I picked it up off eBay, just waiting for it to show up later this week. Should be a fun to set up. You know, like I said, I've been wanting one for several years. I finally ended up buying one. I've mentioned from time to time that I want to set it up as an expanded gulch, and that's what I'll be busy with this next couple weeks. Got that computer-controlled radio, and I got a computer all set up and ready to take it, so that's what I'll be playing with this next week or two, see if I can get the computer-controlled PC, ICOM PC-1000 up and running and streaming the gulch, and see if we can get that sucker computer-controlled over the internet, which would be really cool. That, you know, with that and some other radio gear I picked up in the last week, it pretty much sealed the fate for this year's Winterfest. I will not be attending the Shortwave Listeners Fest, of course, is the annual gathering of the unwashed radio masses in Culpsville, Pennsylvania, March 13th and 14th this year. But I am making the concerted effort to attend in 2010. I actually started a separate savings fund just to make sure I get there next year. Hell or high water, I will be attending the Winterfest in 2010. Well, that's enough for me rambling here, what I've been up to this last week. Let's get into it. Let's get into Pirates in the News this week, shall we?
Breaking the law. Pirates in the news.
Well, we don't have any actual pirate stations in the news this week, but we do have one announcement and a bunch of stuff from the blogosphere. So let's do the announcement. WBCQ will be rebroadcasting Alan's classic Pirate's Cove series on WBCQ 7415 on Tuesdays from 8 to 9 Eastern. That's Wednesday 0100 to 0200 UTC. The original 15 episodes produced for Area 51 back in 2003 and 2004 will be replayed in their original order. These programs give a really good overview on the free radio history that spawned WBCQ and some insights into pirate radio on the shortwave bands. Larry Will was on Alan Wiener Worldwide Friday night just 2 days ago, and he was talking about it. And so take a listen to the announcement on the rebroadcast of the Pirate's Cove on WBCQ, something you're definitely going to want to catch. And I believe I'm going to try to link to it on RF programs every week when they come out for the next 15 episodes. So yeah, take a listen to Larry and Alan discussing it.
I want to mention, Alan, that I heard your rebroadcast of the Pirate's Cove number one the other night.
Ah, yes.
The history of WKOV and WSEX and the WBC, which is not a call letter but stands for, you know,
the Wiener Broadcasting Company. Yes.
Yes. Yes. And it's something that is utterly unique, and that those of we were listening here in Mount Airy. And we were communicating with people all over the net who were listening to, and it was just fascinating radio. It's something that you cannot find any place else, and that's what attracted us to BCQ and to shortwave, and that's what continues to attract us to it today.
Are you going to be archiving those programs?
I am. Yeah, I started recording that one. It's funny. Back in 2003, when you first ran it, I recorded it off air. And I started recording right when you started playing the tape, and the same thing happened this week. I was a little late from the salt mine. So, but yeah, we're gonna archive them and record them and put them up on the net for people.
By the way, ladies and gentlemen, we are running the Pirate's Cove series that I did back in 2003 and 2004. And what the Pirate's Cove is, they're shows that I did, and I went into my archives and dug out all these air checks and all these program little snippets of when we were doing pirate radio back in the late 60s, early 70s. And there's even snippets of when we were doing offshore radio in 86 and 87 with Radio New York International, the original Radio New York International. And I did it in a kind of a one-hour program style. And we're rebroadcasting them 8 o'clock Tuesday nights on 7415. That's 8 o'clock Eastern Time. Tuesday nights on 7415. And there are 15 shows. There's 15 hours of them. I did 15 programs. And I'm just, you know, going with the earliest one that I did back in 2003. I've labeled them all 1 through 15. So this past Tuesday, we did number one, and this next Tuesday, we'll do number two. So if you want a little overview...
That's logical.
Right. If you want an overview and a bit of history of this radio station, because WBCQ is the direct descendant of all that madness, all that free radio madness that we did back in the 60s and 70s. And, it was madness. It was a lot of fun.
Okay, let's take a look around the blogosphere for some relevant postings on pirate radio. Heard a bunch of rumors this week, hearing rumors that pirate FM station K-Ice, K-I-C-E, in southeastern Minneapolis, KICE Southeastern Minneapolis's only pirate radio station, can be heard on 97.7 FM, also streaming on the web, pirates-ice.blogspot.com. I'll have links to all these in the show notes. Also, talking about FM Pirates On Air, the Underground Radio Collective is planning to be on air soon in the Belleville, Ontario area, specifically Quint. Spearheaded by Sam Kahn, a local self-proclaimed political activist and part organizer of the Underground Radio Collective, he says, unless people take control of our society in a radical way, we're in trouble. That's the Underground Radio Collective being a new station in Ontario, Canada. Looking for a collection of UK pirates that stream on the internet? Well, I found that for you also. Jeffrey Swift's blog has a list of 10 or 15 UK pirates that stream on the internet, and I'll have links to that in the show notes also. And Shortwave Central, the blog of Monitoring Times, has a Shortwave Pirate Overview post. It's containing the basic information for a novice pirate chaser to find the pirates. It goes on to say it's rare, though, that a pirate operator will stick to a regimented broadcast schedule. You may hear pirates during the week, though most broadcast on the weekends, major holidays included. With that in mind, there may be special programming into Monday's January 19th U.S. National Holiday, which would be Martin Luther King Day, and also Monday evening into Tuesday, which would be the coronation of Obama. Pirates usually can be found anywhere from 6925 AM or upper sideband, plus or minus 30 to 40 kilohertz, so a slow band scan may bring some results. In recent weeks, DXers have logged Captain Morgan, Northwoods Radio, Random Radio, Wolverine Radio, WTPR, Voice of the Abnormal, Tangerine Radio, Radio Moriana, Old Turkey Radio, Wee Monkey Radio. As for reception reports to a pirate station, some have begun including their email addresses during a broadcast, while others may request posting your log to the Free Radio Network. That's www.frn.net. Others will give their mail drop addresses during the broadcast, so don't forget to include 3 first-class stamps for the U.S. mail drops, or $2 U.S. would also include a self-addressed envelope. That's the blog post from Shortwave Central talking about pirates on the shortwave band. Very cool to see Shortwave Central, the Monitoring Times blog, to do a nice little post on an overview of pirates on the shortwave band.
Breaking the law, breaking the law, oh, oh, breaking the law. Breaking the law, breaking the law, oh, oh, breaking the law.
The FRN Forum postings.
That it's time now to take a look around the internet for some forum postings. It's been a slow week on the forums. FRN, HF Underground, even Alpha Lima has been all slow, but I got a couple things I will touch on from the FRN. That's the Free Radio Network, frn.net/vines. From an official press release of the Rodent Revolution comes word that WBNY has set a January 20th deadline to send in your voice clips for the upcoming Monkey Club program. You know, that's where you got to state your name and then say, I'm a good monkey. You can send those to wbnyradiobunny@gmail.com. And if you don't, you're going to miss your chance at being part of radio history. The program is essentially done, and they're only waiting to a couple tardy monkeys to make it complete. And if you don't have it in by Sunday evening, that's today, Sunday, and then you're not going to be part of it. You've missed your chance. So do it now, monkey, or forever be lost and forgotten. Hey, I did catch an advance release of the upcoming Monkey Club program. Man, it is epic. Epic is the only word that comes to mind. They were playing part of it on Area 51 over this last weekend. It's not done yet, so you still have a few hours to get your name in with the mix. And you want to talk about anybody who's everybody is part of that cavalcade of names of the shortwave listening people. And a whole bunch of ops, too. Really cool. Continuing on with the FRN and pretty much summing up the FRN, Chips Deluxe asked the question, if anyone was producing the grenade of course is taking on legendary status as a portable low-power AM transmitter produced back in the 90s by Radio Animal. Now, Bill O. Wright and ex-pirate both owned grenades and praise the design. Bill notes that Pat Murphy wrote an article about the grenade transmitter back in 1995. I'm assuming that's the Ace, right? That that Pat was writing in. Let's see if we can dig one of those old Aces up back from 1995. And a bunch of the grenade is definitely cool. There's a bunch of clones out there that people are building, and from what I hear, they're just almost as good as the legendary grenade. Take a look at the Free Radio Weekly, number 675, January 17th, 2009, covering radioactivity this last week, the 10th to the 17th. Stations being heard on air include Liquid Radio, MAC Radio, Moonshine Radio, Mystery Science Radio, Radio Gong, WBNY, Wee Monkey Radio, and Random Radio. Across the pond, we have also logged Radio Quintus and Premier Radio. QSLs being received this last week include the stations of Channel Z and Radio Quintus from Europe. Both sent packages to Andy Yoder, so Andy had a real good week at the mailbox this last week. Several comments on the Free Radio Weekly this last week. Andy Yoder writes, his antenna snapped in an ice storm this last week, so he pulled it down, rewound it, and restrung it. He says it's much straighter this time. It's approximately 300 feet long and pointed at about 220 degrees. Either it's working better or propagation is better, because he is now logging some Euro pirates this last week. Actually, probably a little bit of both. Propagation was a little bit better over the last week or two compared to December anyways. Ed Insinger writes that he was always fascinated by the theory that a radio wave could freeze at certain temperatures, essentially leaving it suspended on the antenna. He realizes that the temperature was hovering a few degrees below zero the last few days, so he's thinking that when the temperature warms up, the signals will thaw out, and he can continue listening to those frozen receptions that may be just kind of stuck on his antenna. Yeah. Okay, interesting thought there, Ed. Good luck with that. Scott McCardle writes about the horrific conditions here this last week. He's requesting all pirate ops to pump it up a little. And all that coming from this week's Free Radio Weekly.
This is WA3QIZ. Do you read me?
Seymour, isn't it about time you made a real friend?
Mother, please, I'm communicating with my fellow hams.
How do I talk? Push this button here. You're all losers!
Well, it's time now to get into some off-air recordings. We got a bunch of good ones for you this week. First, let's click on the radio and see if anybody's on air right now. No, nothing. Nothing but static. Too early in the morning here. Okay, let's get into the first one. Sea Lord down in Florida using his Tentec RX340 caught Liquid Radio 6925.3 AM 0600 on the 11th of January. Had an SIO of 323. Liquid said that he finally got a positive ID on Liquid. This is a short 30-second recording. Take a quick listen to Liquid Radio. Yeah, that Liquid Radio, his ID right there at the end was really buried down in the noise. But, hey, congrats for making it all the way down to Florida on that Liquid. Next up, I caught WMR in my dipole-fed Drake SW8, 6925 AM on the 13th of January, around 2120 UTC, SINPO 44434, Wee Monkey Radio. Take a listen.
She's got better days beside. She'll expose you. And she knows you. She knows you.
Radio WMR. We monkeys. We eat monkeys.
Round 2 is right. Speaking at the mail, never failed, and the mayor gets on a Robin Bill.
Radio. We keep songs short, so monkey not lose interest.
I also caught WMLK, Martin Luther King Radio. It's 6925 AM on the 17th, 1640 to 1700 UTC. The I Had a Dream speech by Martin Luther King, interlaced with some laughter and comedy. Definitely not flattering to Martin Luther King, but it comes out once a year in WMLK. Take a listen to this. Zane down in Chicagoland caught Radio Gong, and then he threw it on the drop. That's drop.io/Pirates Week. 17th of January, 6925 Upperside Band signed on with the Interval Signal, and this is Radio Gong calling the ID at 1930 UTC. Take a listen to Radio Gong.
Radio Gong calling. Gong calling. Radio Gong calling.
Well, let's get one last one in here. It's not a very good reception, but it's short. The Web down in Florida caught what he is IDing as Radio Dark Star, 6925 Upper Side, band 2025 to 2058 UTC on the 17th of January. Radio Dark Star was logged back last summer. Nice to see him back on the air again. This is only about 30 seconds long, so listen real close. Radio Dark Star.
The Pirates Week Podcast, your home for shortwave pirate information. PiratesWeek.info. That's PiratesWeek.info.
Does anyone around here still have a radio? Anyone here at all? Anyone here at all?
A couple things in other radio news this week. Actually, I probably should have done this in the beginning when I was talking about the different FM stations that may be popping up around the country. Bill Finn brought this to my attention. Nexus Radio was heard in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. The Nexus Foundation is an art gallery that has created a low-power radio station for 2 months, December 2008 and January 2009. Nexus has invited artists, musicians, performers, DJs, activists, poets, scholars, you know, the local community groups in general, and other members of the public at large to use the radio broadcast during gallery hours. Wednesday through Sunday, 12 to 6 p.m., the broadcast can be heard on 1650 a.m. This is a low-power AM station attached to an art gallery as part of a media art piece. Very cool in Philadelphia, PA. I found this next little news blurb on Twitter from Danny Mack. It's a plugin for Winamp called Real FIR. It's a full-featured EQ and dynamic plugin that includes an FFT spectrum analysis window. Real FIR can be used as a precision EQ, a gate, a fast attack and release, precision compressor, a noise reduction tool, and more. Danny was using it while listening to the Gulch to tweak the sound and improve the apparent reception on his end. It's a very powerful plugin for Winamp. It's REAFIR, and you can search for it in the Winamp tools. Well, the podcast is coming to a close, but I do want to alert you that there's probably going to be some pretty good listening the next few days. Early week is typically not active, but with Martin Luther King Day on Monday and the Obama coronation on Tuesday, it could prove to be a pretty active week. Going to have to keep listening to the shortwave. I'm sure some stations will be popping up like WMLK was a couple days ago. And I mentioned in the opening that I was not going to Winterfest this year, but I would like to get some audio from the fest. So if you are going and own some recording gear, you know, like a mini recorder or MP3 recorder, whatever, I really would appreciate a Pirates Week correspondent at the fest. I'd love to have some audio of the few stations that pop up at the fest, you know, a couple nefarious stations here and there. I'd like to get some recording of that, or even a quick interview of the fest attendees would be outstanding. You can email me at piratesweek@gmail.com. You know, I'd love to have some audio from this year's Winterfest, and you can be an official Pirates Week correspondent. But heads up, I know the fest organizers really do try to discourage the recording of the forums. They don't like to have those recorded, and they want people to actually attend the fest and don't want to have the forums recorded. But I'd love to have some audio from the fest, and you can be an official Pirates Week correspondent. So, in closing, what did we learn this week? Well, we learned the classic Pirates Cove series is returning to WBCQ, and after 3 years of procrastination, I finally pried a couple $100 out of my wallet for a computer-controlled receiver. And radio waves may be able to freeze on your antenna at very, very low temperatures and thaw out, and you can listen to them later. Okay, guys, I'm out of here. Thanks for listening, and we will see you next week.
From the Boat Anchor's Soft Glow to your MP3 player via the World Wide Web, we meld the oldest and the newest audio technology. Welcome to the Pirates Week.
That's piratesweek.info.
You are without doubt the worst pirate I've ever heard of.
But you have heard of me.